My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes.
Is it safe to say you had a concussion there?
Yes.
All right, that was Kevin Stefanski yesterday talking about Denzel Ward, you know, the pride in Ordonee, Ohio State, and one of the best defensive backs in the league, and he's dealing with a concussion again. And difficult decisions sometimes have to be made when you are sitting there with concussions trying to figure out not only your life in football, but your life in general. And so, you know, it's obviously one of the bigger stories that we've also talked about over the last couple of years, and then we're talking about it again now since Kevin confirmed yesterday that, you know, he was in protocol, but the word concussion hadn't come up before that. Yesterday it became official that he had said it was concussion protocol. And so you sit here and you're trying to figure out, you know, it's not for us to figure out. I'm going to be honest with you. It's up to Denzel and Denzel's family if he needs to take a break from the game or if he needs to take a permanent break from the game, because there's a lot of rumors out there, a lot of talk. Yahoo Sports has a story out there right now about he's got to consider retirement after another concussion. And so it's a difficult decision, not one for me to make, not one for anyone to really, you know, make for Denzel. It's up to Denzel and Denzel's family to sit down and have a very, very serious conversation about that. We're going to talk about Denzel a little bit. Albert Breer said something about that. Also, keeping running tabs on whether you think Deshaun Watson should play tomorrow night. Right now, it is pretty close to 50-50 in my unofficial poll that we've been taking off the radio. I'll look at social media, too. I'll look at CLE Talking Heads to see how you're voting. I'll put your votes in. But right now, fans are saying they want to see him play, even if it's in a limited amount of time. It's a very small sample size, though.
I still think you need to give Numb.
Numb is not going to be a column in my Google sheet here, just so you know that. It's either play or don't play. And so we'll ask you that.
I think Numb needs to be in there.
In fact, I'm going to take one more. Let me see what Fred says. Fred, play or don't play?
All right, Fred.
I'm doing good. How you doing? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I say play him, man. I say play him. I want my money worth, man. If his arm is that bad, and man, let the arm fall off on the field, man. I want to see something. I need to see something. And I ain't seen nothing from this guy since he's been here. You know what I mean? I'm tired of the bubble wrap. I'm tired of hearing about the arm, the wrist. Hey, they say it's the whole arm now. That way we ain't got to isolate and focus on one small spot of the arm now. We just going to say it's the general overall arm.
Right, which was determined to be the wrist to the
shoulder, to your
right
neck,
to the clavicle.
Right?
We're going wrist to the clavicle.
Yeah, I'm going right to neck.
Okay.
Neck
you're
going to
go
wrist.
Right. Okay.
Wrist to neck.
So you'll take the clavicle in there as well. Beautiful.
Yeah. What that tell me is that this guy still isn't ready to play football. This guy still got an accuracy problem, whether it's mental. They're gonna keep blaming it on the injury. They're gonna keep blaming it. His mechanicals is off. His mechanicals been off since he came here. The guy was throwing the ball in the dirt since he came here, and I don't think it stopped. And I think we're going to be talking about Jameis Winston, but I think we should start Jameis Winston against the Cowboys. His arm hurt that bad. I'll play him in preseason, see what he looked like, and if he don't look up to par, now I'm putting Jameis Winston in. We're going to come right out the gate. We ain't going to even go week 3, week 4, and still talk about a dang on arm. We're just going to put Jameis Winston in, and we're going to wait. Because if the guy don't want to play or if he can't play, what difference do it matter if we start the guy week 1 or week 11 or 12? It don't matter. The guy ain't going to be on the field long enough to play, man. And this is the biggest They should make a movie out of this, man, because this is the biggest fleece in NFL history, probably. They gave that guy a big bag to do absolutely nothing. I need his connection.
I mean, that can't possibly be true. I mean, William Refrigerator Perry, I'm sure, has a sweatshirt that's pretty big. That's fleece covered. Or at least one of those tie blankets. I mean, that's a pretty big fleece. You know, that's a big old, William Refrigerator Perry was a big old man.
He was. I mean, come on, John. Let's be real, man. Like, what's the odds? How many games are you really giving Deshaun Watson with everything that we've seen thus far, what you're hearing thus far? How many regular season games are we really going to get this guy?
I'll be honest. I would give more
all year.
I'm giving the average NFL good quarterback across the board 15 of 17 games.
I was going to say, you miss at least two, and thank you for being a good sport, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay.
And
having a good sense of humor. Look, I'm with you. I think it's 15 games, I think, you get from a quarterback in a given season. I looked it up at one point, how many quarterbacks played 16 games, and it was single digits. I mean, it's ridiculous how short that list is now with all of the injuries and all that stuff. And if you listen to the interviews we've had with Mike Martz, if you've listened to what we've had with even John Greco, a couple other guys along the way, they'll tell you that there's been an evolution in offensive line play, and it's not at the same level that it once was. And these mobile quarterbacks who are running around trying to make everything happen with their feet and that stuff are getting banged up more and more. And some of that is because they're trying to extend the play, and others of that is because offensive line play isn't where it once was. So, and not to mention defensive ends are bigger, stronger, and faster than they've ever been, and defensive tackles are really big and all that kind of stuff as well. Like, you go into a season knowing darn well you're at least playing two quarterbacks. So, I don't know. Let me ask you something, Andy. And I know we want to get the Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
Is the ceiling for the Cleveland Browns still the highest with Deshaun Watson at quarterback?
Of the quarterbacks we have on our roster right now?
Correct.
Yes.
I agree with you.
I don't think there's any question on that.
I agree with you. It just sounds like from everything that we've been hearing here, that answer is no longer, at least to the fan base, as definitive as you and I right there, just going, yes, the ceiling's the highest. I don't know if people believe the same exact thing. And if you're the Browns,
how much does the ceiling change if Jameis Winston's starting quarterback? Let's ask you that. Ask it that way.
I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with Jameis at the helm. Even with, you know, the fact that he's no longer throwing as many interceptions as he once did. I think they can make the playoffs with Jameis at the helm. I think they can win a playoff game with Jameis at the helm. I don't know if it goes much further than that. And by the way, that's a successful season in my book.
For sure.
So
I don't know. You catch a lucky break in the playoffs with him. You never know.
With Watson, because of the peak that we've seen before, it's win the whole darn thing. I mean, that's your ceiling with Deshaun Watson, because you've seen that peak and how dynamic he can be.
Rob is in Twin Lakes on the way to Kent. How are you, Rob? How are you,
Rob?
Hey, guys. Look, I am all in agreement. Put Winston in for the whole game, because, look, if Watson's gone, it's Winston. Put him in. Give him the playing time.
So right? don't play Watson. You're saying don't play Watson.
If his arm is sore.
You got to pick. You have to make the decision right now. I need you to tell me, play him or don't play him right now, based on everything we know.
Who, Watson?
Yeah, Watson.
On this game coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow.
No, don't play him, because why play him? What's the benefit? They're backed into a corner, and you guys saying Flacco's not coming back. Well, they made a mistake. Let's admit it. Flacco should be signed.
He is with Indianapolis. Not here, though. That's the problem. He's not coming back here. Rob, thank you. Rob and Twins Lake.
He's not coming back. Just stop it. All you're going to do is get yourself grumpy. He's not coming back. It's not happening. Don't chant it. Don't breathe it in. Don't continue to come back to the same exact mindset. It's not happening. Joe Flacco will not step foot on the field of Cleveland Browns Stadium unless he is wearing someone else's uniform or they're putting him in the Ring of Honor. It's not happening. He's not coming back. Get your old quarterback's name out your mouth.
All right, this isn't fair. Chef Will just sent me, he said, I wouldn't play Watson, so I got to put him, don't play.
Thanks, Chef.
You know, here's what's not fair. Look what he's making today. He's making like candied bacon, and he sent me pictures of it. That's not fair. That's not fair, man.
That's a good point. That's pouring some, I guess, sugar into the wounds on this one.
Wow,
a little salt
from
the bacon, a little sugar on top of it. That's pretty good. That's winning stuff.
Not fair.
I still think the ceiling is highest for the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson at the helm. And I just think that Jameis is the step down to Jameis Winston is now maybe a full step, where the step down to the other quarterbacks that the Browns have had in previous years was down like six steps. And then Flacco brought it to like three steps. Like, I just think that's where this team is sitting, and that's where this team's at its best. You have to get Watson out there to play this year. You can't just cut him or tell him to go away or all of that stuff. And if he's dealing with general arm soreness now, and was a full participant in practice yesterday. Let's not forget that point. Full participant in practice. If he's dealing with general arm soreness, let the arm heal. Don't put him out there at 80%. Don't put him out there at 85%. Don't put him out there at 75%. Instead, let the arm heal, then get him out there, because that's where the ceiling is the highest.
All right, one more vote. Gouray, I know where you're going. What do you got? Gouray's going to say don't play him. What do you think, Gouray?
Do not play him, and I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why, Gouray.
Because only thing the Browns did wrong was they sold everybody a shoulder injury, other than saying what it really was a rotator cuff injury. My wife went through rotator cuff injury, and all the stuff I'm hearing is the exact same symptoms that my wife has been through.
Mm.
And who I would start?
Your wife. Your wife, if she's rehabbed, right? If her arm's feeling good, let's let her start.
Oh, yeah. I love the backup that we got from Baltimore. He learned from Lamar Jackson. He beat Lamar Jackson in every head-to-head competition he had since high school. I think, and if you're looking at skill set, I think he's much more of a skill set with his legs, closer than Deshaun Watson than anything we have on our roster.
Tyler Huntley. So you want Tyler Huntley to start and keep playing?
I love
Tyler. So you're saying
Tyler
hang
Huntley.
On to Huntley and trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
Yes. I don't think – I like Dorian Thompson, but I don't think he's a – I don't think he's – even if you would stretch it out, I think he's a Tyler Huntley. So you already have that on your – and you can get a draft pick for the guy, because somebody's going to sell – you know, somebody's going to say, hey, look, you know what? He's worth it. So keep Tyler Huntley, start Tyler Huntley, and let Jameis Winston be in a role that he's used to being, which is a backup.
All right, Gouray. Thank you, Gouray. So the votes are coming in hot and heavy. It's kind of right down the middle. Play or don't play. It is right down the middle. I haven't looked at social media yet, though, to see what that looks like. So
I'm good on Tyler Huntley. I've watched Tyler Huntley play. He's fine.
Keep him on the roster?
Sure. I'm not going to fight over I'm not fighting over third quarterbacks. I just don't have it in me. That one you can put the check mark down as numb. Third quarterback battles, Dan, numb. I don't care. You're fighting over the third quarterback. If you get to the third quarterback, you've already had some serious problems anyway.
It's very much a up-in-the-air split decision for you Browns fans trying to figure that out. All right, I do want to talk about Denzel Ward. And are you ready for high school football? Tonight, we had games last night. We got teams all over the country from Northeast Ohio playing football. Are you kidding? Wow. All right, we'll come back, though. I do want to talk about Denzel, and I mean, it seems pretty serious. So, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, with Dan Menigan. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Dan Menigan is in today. All right, informal poll, slightly ahead. Don't play Deshaun Watson tomorrow. He practiced yesterday. That was after not practicing 2 days ago. And so now here's where we sit with him. So if you want to hop in on the informal poll, feel free to call in 216-474-0092. It's kind of a chill poll, right? Like, I'm not really going to get into percentages and stuff. I'm just telling you. I'm just doing a quick look. And
I mean, we are in polling season.
There are more don't plays than plays on here. And I looked on social. Social doesn't care. Maybe they're all, what did you say?
Numb.
Social doesn't care. Phones care. Social doesn't.
We'll put it into, you know, we got to submit it to Nate Silver in 538. We owe that to ourselves. It is polling. That's what we do with polling.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Jason's in Akron. What's Jason think? Jace, what do you think?
You know what I think? Let's all say it together, guys. I know you don't like to hear it, but we want Flacco.
Get all right? Your former quarterback's name out it. Your mouth. It's not happening.
You don't know that.
I feel pretty good about that. If they wanted him, he'd be here.
Jason,
he's not here.
Jason, play him or don't play him? Got to give me an answer.
No, don't play Watson.
Don't play Watson.
You think Jameson's going to take us to the Super Bowl? No.
Okay, Jason, no. Thank you. I have a feeling we're getting played this morning. Does it feel that way? I feel like that's Frank and Kent, and I feel like he's called quite a few times this morning.
I don't care enough.
He's coming in, but he said don't play him. So
That's another one for Numb. Mark Numb.
Jason gets credit for a don't play. I just want you to know that. All right, let's talk about Denzel Ward for a second because, you know, we played the clip from Kevin Stefanski. I don't know if you want to play the Kevin clip again, but we also we were talking yesterday a little bit more about, you know, the situation that he's in. I mean, he's in concussion protocol, and this is his fifth. And, you know, we love him because he's a Nordonian Knight. We love him because he's a Cleveland Brown. We love him because he's Ohio State Buckeye. But, man, if you really love him, you want him to make the healthy decision here and to try to figure out what he wants to do, because there's plenty of rumors and innuendo and just people talking that he might be retiring, that could be on the horizon. I don't know if that's at the end of the contract. I don't know if that's today. I don't know if that's if he starts the season on the PUP list. Kevin Stefanski, though, yesterday popped up and just said, yes, he's on the concussion list. So, you know, it's a concussion. And it's his fifth. And it's not for me to say. It's not for you to say. It's a hard decision because we know how good he is. We know what a great football player he is. But I also understand, you know, who Denzel is and, you know, what he's meant to the franchise. And also, you know, he had a rough run with his dad, who was a principal at Bedford. And, you know, it's passed real suddenly. And I think you see the world a lot differently when you lose a loved one. And I think that could play into the mix on all these things. And, you know, I hope Denzel plays. I love watching him play, but I don't love him watching him play at the expense of saying, hey, if I get another concussion, I'm toast. That's not the way to live life. And I know it's football and I know it's money, and I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about his life. If he feels like, and doctors are telling him that we can't do any more concussions here, because, you know, I know every concussion is different. Mm-hmm. And there isn't what one concussion can take a little while to come back from, another concussion could take months or never come back from. So, you know, whatever Denzel happens with him and this recent concussion that he's had, I will support him no matter what. If he decides that he doesn't want to play anymore, I'm okay with that, as I respect him as a man. I also respect him if he wants to play, especially because he'd be walking away from a lot of money, too, on top of that. But I think your life's worth more than the money if that's where he's in this concussion. It's all the time now. We're talking about Denzel and concussions. So, I support him in any way that he would look forward on, you know, his future, whether it's with football or without. Because there are a lot of people talking about retirement. And I don't think that's unique to Denzel. I think that is 100% concussion related, and players that don't want to play because of concussions, I don't care if it's your first one or your fifth one, you're probably going to contemplate whether you want to play the game anymore after you have a concussion. What do you think?
I second everything that you said, and I'll add in this point to it. We know now that concussions lead to so many horrible things that take place in our bodies, and this idea of just bruising your brain and letting it heal.
It's brain damage.
It's brain damage.
Yeah.
And it ruins the rest of your life. And if you need proof of that, go watch the CNN piece on Jim McMahon that came out, gosh, it's got to be close to 10 years ago.
I haven't seen it.
And it's one of, I'll find it and I'll try to send it to you.
Okay.
It is one of the saddest things you will ever see because, you know, we all know Jim McMahon had a boatload of concussions. And this guy, like, will go into his car and will start driving to the grocery store and we'll get to a stop sign and forget why he's in the car. And we'll have to call his wife and go, what do I need to do again? Why am I in the car? Like, this happens all the time to him. We know more about CTE damages that are taking place of CTE, not only physically, but mentally. If you want to know more about that, the Junior Seau story is one of the saddest stories in life. you know, this guy who we all admired and was a lot of people's favorite players, one of the best linebackers ever, because of the amount of concussions he had and because of CTE and the chemical imbalances that took place with that, took his own life. Like, there are, and that's not the only one. There are a lot of people.
Well, a lot of these guys were doing it because they knew where they were, and, you know, the athletes that end up taking their own lives are doing it because they want their brain to be studied so it doesn't happen. Because the true results of understanding the CTE
right.
happen post-life, not
absolutely. Not during, so. Well, I mean, this was before, you know, that was the chemical imbalance. I mean, there's a ton of them. We can look at football players. You can point to pro wrestlers as well, and things that have just horrific that have taken place. And so I am not telling Denzel Ward how to do anything in his life. And I respect him for whatever decision that he makes, because it's his life and it's his brain. And Albert Breer joined the afternoon show yesterday, and he was asked about Denzel Ward's future and where this may all be leading.
You know, like, we've seen a lot of guys play shorter careers. Calvin Johnson, Patrick Willis. I mean, Terrell Davis is an example years ago, but more recently, Luke Kuechly, I think, is another one who had a lot of gas left in the tank when he retired, right? Guys who are playing, you know, 6, 7, 8 year careers instead of playing, you know, for 10 or 15 years or trying to play for that long. And I think that's a result of a few things. Like, number one, the guys have planned for after football more effectively than maybe they did in the past. Number two, it's because there's more information out there on what football can do to your body. And then number three, I think guys are wealthy enough to do it now. Guys are making good enough money where they have the option to walk away if they want to. If he does feel like he's got the option to walk away, if that's the safest thing, it's not great for the Browns, but it's a great thing for the game. You know, that sounds weird, but I think the best thing for football is people being able and at liberty to make these decisions, you know, for themselves.
And I agree. I agree with what he said, that he's got to make the decision. He and his family need to sit down and figure it out. And, you know, they've had a couple other times to do this before, and he's decided to come back. So you just kind of have to wonder. It'll be interesting to see how this entire thing plays out over the next couple of weeks. If he's, you know, if he's put on the PUP list to start the season because of this, if he starts on just on, you know, they hold him out and just he's injured for the first couple of weeks of the season, or if he decides that, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, look in a different direction, try to find a different path in life. Whatever he decides, it's, you know, and I would say this for any player too. Whatever they decide, it's on them.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, it's,
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Yeah. Does it put the Browns in a crummier position this season if he did decide to move on, or next season or the season after or anything like that? Yeah, he's probably one of the 10 best corners in football. Like, yeah, it puts a different light on ways you have to do things as a Cleveland Brown. But I know I can be guilty of this and get yelled at for it quite often, that you from time to time forget that these are human beings and this isn't. You know, there is more to this than just simply your enjoyment. You know, there's so much more to this, and there's so many different elements. And this is one of those. I look at Denzel Ward, and whatever you want to do for what's best for your life and what's best for your future is what you should do. And it's no pressure either way. Is the Browns defense better with Denzel Ward out there? Heck yeah. Why wouldn't it be? But is that what's best for Denzel Ward 15, 20, 30 years down the road? I have no idea. But we have a lot of evidence that says it's a little bit shakier, a little bit hairier, and a little bit nastier than we knew about beforehand, and we know what's causing some of it, and we're trying with the Guardian caps and that stuff, we're trying to help it. But when it is all said and done, it is very, very hard to play this sport and not end up with some kind of head injury. Because, again, the whole goal is to smack the guy holding the ball into the ground. And with that comes your head falling backwards. No matter whether you're wearing a Guardian cap, helmet, whatever else, there is no concussion-proof helmet. There is no concussion-proof Guardian cap. There are only things that can help the cause. I just want him to live a safe and healthy life. I mean, that's what it is. So, it's up to Denzel. And I hope he's back. I hope he plays. He's a great corner. I enjoy watching him. But, man, it's not my life. My enjoyment should have nothing to do with what he wants to do with his life.
Yeah, it was funny because as we started this conversation and you were talking about players and other players, and I actually got a text that I was lucky enough to do a lot of games with Bernie Kosar. And I would sit there and Bernie would tell me these stories about how he would sit in the bathroom times late at night, and like if the fan was on, it would drive him crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, because like that just that noise of the fan and just having to sit in isolated rooms and trying to, you know, get your head together and try to, you know, be straight. And it's all, you know, because of concussions, because of the way, you know, he played the game and he gave everything he possibly could. And then, you know, I would sit here and I would just listen to him tell these stories and you're like, wow, I can't believe that. And so, you know, if you ever get a chance to hear Bernie talk about his concussion stories too, it's a real life understanding of how we can cheer for these guys on Sunday. And then all of a sudden realize that, you know, when they wake up Monday morning, it's nothing like you would ever imagine that they were feeling through. And so it's just interesting. I always, when I think of concussions, Bernie's like the first guy I've always thought of. And just because I've had these like super heart to heart conversations with him, and he gets it, man. He totally understands it. If you ever get a chance to listen to him talk about concussions and you know, just even your life moving forward, really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Super powerful. So,
and there's, you feel bad for where Bernie is now because of all the stuff, all the concussions, all the things that they've gone through. You feel horrific for Jim McMahon. You feel horrific for Junior Seau's family. You feel terrible for all of the others that I, you know, have had some kind of CTE or are dealing with CTE right now from playing this game. You know, it's almost like talking about boxers. You know, it's kind of the same thing when you're talking about boxers and you're like, the amount of punches you've taken, and I know it's the life that you signed up for, and I know you were compensated for what you were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, you know, it's your decision what you want to do. Please don't let any of us get involved.
Yeah, and so again, this is not, you know, we know because of what Kevin said yesterday that Denzel's out with concussion protocol and that, you know, this is the fifth time it's happened. And again, I think any player that's playing the sport at any level, once you get that first concussion, you have to consider, you know, where you are and what you think. Every concussion is different, and we all know that. And, you know, whatever happens with Denzel, I support him. If he decides, because there's a lot of talk again about him maybe perhaps retiring because of this one. Who knows? Who knows? It's on Denzel. It's on Denzel's family, and he needs to figure that out and do what's best for him. Because, again, you know, you talk about, you know, not only him, but his whole family's impact, including his father's impact in Northeast Ohio, you know, as a educator and as a football player and all those things. So, all right, when we come back, I do want to get back into the Browns, too. Again, Denzel has not said anything. We just know that he's out with a concussion, and we just have to respect the process as things play forward on that. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Baskin and Phelps. Yes, there you go. Baskin and Phelps.
I know. I have so many hands.
I know. You're doing a good job.
Need more hands over here, you know?
I give you credit. High school football got underway last night. There were plenty of games around town. You got games again tonight. It's full boat tonight, especially big games. You know, you got Avon Ignatius playing at the stadium. Eds is playing Pickerington North, Trotwood Madison, Cleveland Heights. Jackson and Menor, that's a big one. That's like 100th anniversary of Menor. I think is Mashland Washington's out in Oregon playing today. What? Is that right? Is that where? Pretty sure it's. Hang on, I got to triple check on that. One of our we have a local team that is in Oregon. If they didn't already play,
is there an Oregon, Ohio? You're not telling me about?
No, I'm talking about Oregon. Like
so, Oregon
at this Nike thing. Yeah, and then
what the hell are we doing? Send a
Chardon.
To
I think Chardon is in Florida. Chardon had a game in Florida.
Big Ten? What are we doing here?
Well, what do you think of that?
It's.
I don't have a problem with it. You know why? Because during the winter break, high school basketball teams can go pretty much wherever they want to. You're allowed to leave the state for a game. You're allowed to leave the LeBron rule, which is you're allowed to leave the touching Ohio state, the state of Ohio. So you can leave that outside area. So basically, if during the season, if you want, you can't miss school, but you can play games against Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Kentucky. What am I missing? Ontario, which is weird because you drive right through New York, but you could play a weeknight game against a team from Ontario if you wanted to because of the lake. Pennsylvania, am I missing anything? I can't. If I'm missing one of the states it touches, sorry about West Virginia. I don't know if I said that or not.
I am not the one you ever want to come to for
geography.
You're
allowed to make a trip outside of that region once. So I don't, especially if the kids aren't in school yet and you're getting ready for school and you're not missing any school and you got a chance to go play a football game. Because like last year I covered it was Ohio versus the world or something. And I did play-by-play for Glenville against a team from Virginia. And I thought it was neat. I thought the idea was neat. It was at the Hall of Fame. They had five or six games there. I don't know if they made a lot of money because I don't think they're doing it this year again. But I don't really have a huge problem with high school football doing that. If they want to open up the season on the road in another state and try to have some kind of big game, it just goes to show what the world is we live in right now. I mean, don't get me started on the NIL stuff because
No, we're not.
I'll walk you down another road on that. So
all right, I'm going to go very Pollyanna on you.
Okay.
Keep this in mind as I go.
Sure.
I understand the big business of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I understand everything. Hey, this is a national thing. A lot of people love to get the schedule in their hands so that they can plan their vacations. They can do all these different things. I get it from the college standpoint for the same exact idea. Hey, we can all hop on the bus and we can drive it. When it's the Ohio State, Iowa game, we can get in and we can drive to where Iowa is and we can go see it on a road game and we're the visitor section and this is great. High school feels a little mush.
But let me put this in perspective for you. If a team wants to leave the regional area, we'll call it the LeBron regional area because that's how the whole thing started, okay?
The greater LeBron area.
If they want to leave that area, why not? I don't have a problem with – I get excited when I watch parades on Thanksgiving and see local high school marching bands in a parade over Thanksgiving. I don't have a problem with that, and they've left the greater LeBron area on that. I don't have a problem when high schools want to use their spring break and go down to Florida to try to get some games in earlier, softball teams or baseball teams. Then basketball teams that leave over Christmas break to go play in a tournament somewhere where a lot of these kids may not ever have the opportunity or haven't been on the opportunity to even be on an airplane yet.
Right, and I agree with that.
Again, it's not about all-star teams that are traveling. It's about your community-based team or your private school, which is okay too. I don't have a problem with that either. Having the chance and opportunity to go out, especially if coaches and administrators take the time to find something other than the sport they're playing to go and understand it and to do some sort of research on a city or see some historical landmark or understand, think about, if you wanted to play some games in D.C., think about the historical opportunity that's there for these educationally, right?
And that's, I get that, and that's fantastic. And I'm being very Pollyanna.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of high school football? And I'm not saying that as I'm saying that more okay, so why are we doing this? We are playing high school football because A, it's fun. B, sports are good for kids. C, it's good for the community. And D, it's good for the student base to build a communal rooting interest. All right, we'll call it that for lack of better terminology.
Community pride.
Pride, beautiful. That's a way better word. Thank you. Sure. If we're going to take this and all that stuff that I laid out, and we're going to send it to Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're losing out on the community. You're losing out on the students. You could say the gate if you so desire.
Yeah, I disagree with everything you're saying right now. Keep going.
But you're losing out on all of these things, and the people who are benefiting from this are the kids who get to go and the team and maybe the marching band if they decide to take the marching band with them. Who knows? Depends on money and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Not to mention if you have out-of-date textbooks. Not to mention if you have
how are you doing all of these different things. How are you doing this, though? How are you paying for it? That's the question.
That's the other question.
If you're out selling candy bars or mowing lawns or doing something to raise money to take the trip,
outstanding.
No problem. I don't have a problem. Yeah, if a community-based business wants to throw some money at a high school because they've got a chance to send the marching band down to Disney for Thanksgiving, yeah, go
delightful.
For it.
Delightful. Let's do it.
Same thing, but it's the same thing for football. If somebody wants to do that or basketball wants to do that, I don't have a real problem with it because, let's face it, 99.9% of your high school athletes aren't going to do anything. If they're lucky, they're on to college, but the odds of them doing anything after that are super slim. They're slim that there's an opportunity for them to even play in college beyond intramurals.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's the realistic part of it. So why do it? You ask why in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I say that when you get into these situations, you're creating what's out there in the real world after they're done with school. You've got to learn how to get along with people. You've got to learn how to survive in a team atmosphere. If you ask me what one of the biggest problems from this pandemic is, it's that people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. You got businesses out there where people are scared to talk to each other and walk into each other's office. They'd rather sit there and use something like Slack and text each other to find out what's going on. That's not... like, how are we going to survive as human beings if we can't get up and have a conversation? If you've got a kid who can't order a pizza over the telephone because they're scared to talk to each other. So now put them in a situation where they've got the opportunity to be a part of a team where communication is the most important part of any game, any team sport especially. Put them in that role. Man, we're in big trouble. I'm telling you, the pandemic set kids back a million miles, and you know it, and I know it.
I agree. Look, there are a lot of things that the pandemic did.
Can we get rid of Slack, and how about having face-to-face conversations? Seriously, you want to talk about a generation gap? You can call me old all you want.
No, it's not old.
But if you think you got to run a business through Slack rather than having someone talk to each other and maybe have a brainstorming session where you can actually see some... Hey, last time I checked, 90% of communication was nonverbal in the first place. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Go ahead.
I agree with the statements that you've put forth. It's more, okay, so can we accomplish the same general idea without packing up this organization? And hey, if the students are paying for
it's
it.
It's one game. It's one trip. It's about learning how to fundraise.
Exactly.
It's learning how to do.
If it's learning the entrepreneurial spirit, if it's learning how to do all that stuff, like, I'm great with it. I am perfectly fine with these kids packing up and wanting to do all of those things if they're the ones who did it. Like, you know, I was very, very lucky in high school with the choir. I was able to go to Disney World with the choir. It was an all-timer type of trip, but it was one of those we did like four fundraisers to be able to pull this off. And we got a group discount. And in between there, of course, there were kids whose parents chipped in so that they didn't have to do it. We all know how this life works. But I went out and sold a whole bunch of stuff so that I could go. And it was an all-timer trip, and I loved every bit of it, and I have all the memories still to this day of being able to do it. I am all for it. The stuff that I always have a problem when it comes to this...
Wait, what kind of a trip was this again? Tell me again. One more time.
Went to Disney World.
As a choir. Okay, I want you to tell me something about that trip. Name two songs you sang on that trip. Name two.
Oh, hell.
Forget it. Name the teacher that took you there.
That I could do.
Okay. So what's important?
Shout out, Miss Carly. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, so what's important? It's the same thing with these games. Like, you asked me, what do I remember from... I remember sitting a lot because I was playing with guys that were really good, and I knew I was going to have to wait my turn, and I waited my turn. And there were times when my turn never came up. But I'll tell you this, I'll never forget the fact that we were out there cleaning people's garages to earn money to try to go to Europe.
Going door-to-door selling cookie dough. Yep.
We called it rent an idiot is what it was. And people around the neighborhood were allowed to rent guys that played on my hockey team for $5 an hour.
God, I would love to do something like that.
I can't tell you how many garages I cleaned in Cleveland Heights my sophomore year so that we could go to Europe, so that we played a couple games in Finland. I can't remember if we won or lost those games, but I'll never forget that trip. And I'll never forget the responsibility of having to earn the money to go on that trip, to go out and do some hard work, to go with my friends, to go on a great trip.
I'm all for. I am not against that in any way, shape, or form. The ones that I'm against is when the programs are going, all right, here's the check, rip, let's go, we're going to Oregon. That's where I've...
Or if I want you to come play or move to our school district because we're going. I don't think that that's, I hope that's not the case.
Right. If it's through fundraising, if it's through entrepreneurial spirit, if it's through all of these different things that you're doing to fundraise so that you can go have this opportunity of a lifetime, let's go, baby. I'm in. The problems that I have is if it's a situation where they're going, all right, here's the check. We're going here. Rip. All right, let's go. Let's send, you know, 10%, 15%, 20% of the student body so that they can go to Oregon while everybody else does it because they're not a part of the team.
Robert's in Parma. Hi, Robert.
What's happening, Parma?
I think the one thing you guys didn't mention yet, this is like an invitational or something out
there. Yeah, it is. It's a Nike thing. Yeah, I think it's a Nike thing. Yeah.
I think that's great exposure for kids who might not otherwise have it. You know, I know it's reasonable to go to Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, somewhere, you know, the LeBron area like we talked about. But they get the exposure out there in front of a ton of, I know, right? They get that exposure in front of a ton of different scouts, too. So I think that's another great benefit.
I agree that's a benefit, but it's a time when you look at the numbers of kids that are going on to play at the next level, it's a tiny part of what that experience is. That experience is what it is. It's something those high school kids will never forget. Never.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
I think that's
what
it's about.
It's Maslin, though, right?
Yeah.
I think they're ranked nationally, too, aren't they?
I understand it.
Yeah, if one of the little schools around here was doing it, maybe not as much, but yeah, that's all.
All right, thanks, Robert.
And do everybody a favor, provide a way for everybody to be able to watch that game so that the people who would have gone to the stadium to watch their kids play that game, so that they have a way to watch it. That's
Speaking of great local high school athletes, Brian Anderson, super friend of the show, he joins us next. Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.